The Memory Palace. Method of Loci. I consider that a man's brain originally is like a little empty attic, and you have to stock it with such furniture as you choose. A fool takes in all the lumber of every sort that he comes across, so that the knowledge which might be useful to him gets crowded out, or at best is jumbled up with a lot of other things, so that he has a difficulty in laying his hands upon it. Sherlock Holmes in A Study in Scarlet. That's right. Arthur Conan Doyle was on the right track when he attributed his fictional consulting detective's mental powers to be the result of a well-organized memory attic system. While the memory palace system that is widely employed today isn't necessarily associated with Sherlock Holmes, I believe the above quote should be given the credit it deserves. Now, let's get on to what the memory palace, or method of loci, actually is. This is going to get historically deep for a moment, but then we will break it down so you can create yours now. The method of loci, loci is the plural form of the Latin word locus, meaning place or location, also called the memory palace, is a mnemonic device introduced in ancient Roman rhetorical treatises, as described in the anonymous Rhetorica ad Herennium, Cicero's De Oratore, and Quintilian's Institutio Oratoria. It relies on memorized spatial relationships to establish order and recollect memorial content. The term is most often found in specialized works on psychology, neurobiology, and memory, though it was used in the same general way at least as early as the first half of the 19th century in works on rhetoric, logic, and philosophy. The method of loci is also commonly called the mental walk. In basic terms,